Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Beautiful.
And we begin our...
What up?
What up Wednesday? What it do? What it do, baby?
What it do?
And we've got so much action, Harry.
I know. My head's exploding
my
already.
My head has already exploded. Yeah. I've already put it all the – I swept it up all off the desk, put it back in, put some duct tape on the top of my head, and have it back in.
I need some of that Gorilla Glue, Tony.
I got plenty of it.
You got that?
Absolutely. I bought three tubes of it last week at Home Depot, Harry. You got to be ready for these shows. When your head explodes, sort of like the Lakers did last night against the Portland Trailblazers.
Wow.
What's up with the Lakers, man?
Well, I think we found out who is really in on the conspiracy to keep LeBron out of the NBA Finals.
The guy with three names?
Yes, his teammate, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, with an assist from Danny Green. How about those two last night?
We got a video we have to play.
Oh, no.
We have a video we must play on the show today from a guy who's a genius. You know, we love to acknowledge geniuses on the show, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, there's one guy. Well, there's a lot of geniuses on Twitter, including myself, as you
know.
But I don't have 600,000 followers for some reason. I feel like Hillary Clinton. How am I not have 350 million followers by now? How am I not 50 points ahead of most other sports radio slap? You know what?
You're being throttled.
I am. There's no doubt I'm being throttled.
I agree.
I had a brilliant tweet this morning about LeBron James.
You did?
And the Lakers. And I got like four likes on it.
Right.
Four likes. The tweet was like, hey, a tip of the cap to the hats off to the Lakers last night for allowing bettors, for focusing on things other than basketball and allowing bettors to cash on the Portland Trailblazers. And the Tampa Bay Lightning have scored in overtime. It is a final now. And give it up to the gritty Columbus Blue Jackets, who had a 4-2 lead in this game, Harry.
Yep.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won it in overtime.
They closed them out.
5-4. So that's the first of how many games today, Harry, that are closeout games?
Four!
That's right. Vegas closed it out last night. And now Tampa Bay has just closed out the Columbus Blue Jackets. And it came less than 5 minutes into the overtime period. Two teams that are very used to playing a lot of overtimes. But how about that, hey?
Yeah, and Columbus had, what, a 4-2 lead in this
4-2.
Game in the third period, right?
And then the Lightning got the third goal with 8 minutes left in the third period. And then they tied the score with a minute and a half left to force overtime.
Incredible.
And then an unbelievable, beautiful pass from the corner to that point guy.
Yeah.
Braden Point.
He was on point.
He was on point.
Right in a slot.
And he went to the backhand. He deked out Corpusalo.
Yeah.
Thinking he was going to go to the right side, and then he went backhand.
Top shelf,
left side. And your Tampa Bay Lightning win a series. You know, even though it was only a four-game series.
Five-game series.
It was a pretty good series.
It was very competitive.
Very entertaining. Yeah. A lot of body hits, a lot of mucking and grinding. And the Columbus Blue Jackets, who had an unbelievable year, and Torts got these guys ready. They came back time and time again in this bubble And there, the bubble has burst now for your Columbus Blue Jackets. But these two teams respect one another, Harry. That's what I love about hockey. Did you see the Lakers shaking hands last night? I think LeBron
was shaking
hands.
Well, it's not
over yet. Well, they should be. Yes, it is. I have some recommendations for LeBron James today as
Wait
a person
second.
Who cares about humanity, Harry.
Are you thanking the Los Angeles Lakers already?
Yes, I am, Harry. I'm not going Charles Barkley and saying they're going to get swept. All right? That's insane. But here's what I say, Harry. I think LeBron James, I hope you're listening right now. Let me give a message to LeBron James as we open today's program.
Cover your ears.
I'm guessing
Rothstein.
It's going to be positive.
Yeah,
I don't assume anything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Positive for
what
LeBron.
What is it not positive?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no, this is positive. LeBron, I know you're listening right now in the bubble. Just turn your Sirius XM 211 up to 11. And I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen to me good, LeBron. I'm recommending today on this Wednesday, What Up Wednesday, by the way,
What it do
from your Staples Center cohorts, your Los Angeles Clippers. Remember that team, huh?
Uh-huh.
Remember, don't forget about the Clippers, LeBron. Let me just say this. Perhaps you should just stop playing basketball and quit right now. I recommend that you be much better served leaving the bubble and this just going out, because you said your focus in the bubble is all about social justice. And if that's your focus right now and the team's putting hats on and they're talking about this is their debt, this is why they came down here, Harry. Remember? I didn't say that quote. LeBron James said, we're down here for one reason. Not to win an NBA championship, apparently, but to promote social justice. So perhaps you'd be better served not worrying about your team who can't shoot three balls. What did they shoot last night?
5 for 32, Tony.
5 for 32 from the three-point land. What was LeBron from three-point land? 0 for 5,
no,
something like
he
that?
He was 1 for 5.
I'm sorry, 1 for 5. I didn't want to shortchange you. That 1-3, LeBron. Maybe basketball isn't your thing this year. Maybe it's time to step aside, walk away from the game, and focus on things that you can go. Go into the communities. Go into Chicago. Go into here in Philly. And go and tell people to stop killing one another. You have the big platform. Everybody tells me that. And I'm doing this as a friend, as someone who's concerned. Because let's be honest, your legacy is shot. You'll never be the GOAT. You'll never be Michael Jordan. Even in your remake of the stupid movie, which was great first, you want to be Michael Jordan so bad you can taste it. That's the problem, LeBron, and you'll never be Michael Jordan, on the court or off the court. It ain't going to happen, bro. Just understand that their time is up. You used to be the best, but not anymore. You got 3 7-footers on your roster. How many 7-footers, Harry? 3.
3.
And you can't beat the Portland Trailblazers?
JaVale McGee stinks.
He does stink.
He's a joke.
And you know who else stinks, Harry? The guy with the three names. The
Contavious Caldwell
Pope. Yes.
You know, you're down with KCP?
You know, I'm down with PCP, and that's what the Lakers should be doing today in the bar. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, LeBron, time to hang him up, bro. Time to go out there, take it to the streets. Time to go at the DNC. Maybe you can fly out of Orlando or actually do a live shot for the DNC convention tonight and give an acceptance speech for Joe Biden. You would be more useful doing that than you are right now playing against the Portland Trailblazers and Dame, who is the best player in the NBA right now.
Well, he's the best player in the bubble thus far.
He's not the best player in the NBA.
He's not the best player in the NBA.
Both are saying the same thing.
Who's better than Dame in the NBA right now, Harry?
He had 8 great games.
Oh, he wasn't good before he was in the bubble?
Yeah, he's very good, but he's not the best player in the NBA.
Who's better than Damian Lillard right now, Harry? Who's better? The guy didn't even want to be there. The guy didn't even want to be there, and now he beats the Lakers in the first game. And the Lakers, who wanted to be there because LeBron needed to get another ring, he doesn't want to be there. The Lakers don't want to be there, so get out. Get out, as Harry Mays would say. Get the hell out and don't worry about basketball anymore. Just go back into your mansion. Just go back behind the big gated wall with all your heavily armed security and become and stay the same person. The unacceptable, I'm bigger than anybody on the planet surface guy that you want to be. Get out of basketball and go run for politics. Or go become a social justice warrior and take it to the streets, Harry. You know what I mean?
I got some numbers on JaVale McGee from Sam Quinn of CBS Sports. Listen to this.
Is this breaking news?
The Lakers were outscored by 9 points in McGee's 13 minutes on the floor. They lost the game by 7. The Lakers were outscored during McGee's minutes in all 7 of his appearances in the bubble. In Orlando, they've now been outscored by 66 points in his 121 minutes on the floor. And they've outscored their opponents by 26 points in the minutes they've played without him.
Oh, no!
This isn't rocket
science.
We suck
again!
Yes.
Sounds like Al Horford with the Sixers.
Unbelievable, yeah. Isn't it?
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. That
we
dude.
Have tape, I believe, of LeBron James visibly shaken. Now you have this, Robin. I want to play this right now. Things got really ugly last night in the bubble.
This sounds like this place after the show's over.
Exactly. No, we don't yell. I don't yell at everybody the way this guy. The way LeBron went after his teammates last night, Harry. That's why he's got to get out of the bubble right now for his own mental welfare. Let's go to the tape. This is LeBron James after the game in the bubble. He went into the room where
KCP
and Danny Green, I believe, makes an appearance too. And let's go to the tape. By the way, there is profanity in this. So for those of you, this is a parental discretion and viewer discretion advised.
Get up, KCP. What you doing?
What? What's going on?
I said get up, KCP! What are you doing? I know you ain't tired. You had 1 point. So get up! Man, what? You had 1 point in 60 minutes. Man, that! And I brought your boy Danny with me, too. Come on, Danny. Because he can't break an open three to save his motherfucking life.
Man, LeBron, it's only game one. I feel like we should get some rest.
Oh, it's only game one. Danny, you can go to bed then. Go to bed. I'm tripping. It's only game one. Danny, I'm not being serious! I don't care if it's game one, game two. I don't care what motherfucking game it is, Danny. Hit the open three or I'm going to hit your ass. Now both y'all finna go to the court and hoop until you can make more than 1 point. Now come on. Man, come on, boy, knock your ass out!
That's leadership right there.
I'll tell you,
that's what I'm talking about right now.
It's tough love, Tom, in that locker room.
Of course, for those of you wondering, that was really not LeBron James. And that was really not KCP.
Or Danny Green.
That was the great Mark Phillips, right? Is that the guy's
yes.
name?
Yeah, Mark Phillips at SupremeDreams_1.
The guy
on
does
Twitter.
brilliant stuff on the internet. He's got a gazillion followers on his YouTube channel and breaks down the NBA better than anybody, Harry.
Yeah, that has 2.3 million views already.
Is that right?
Yeah.
LeBron's been watching it all morning himself. He has that on.
On a loop.
On a loop.
Yeah.
That's just playing in the Lakers practice facility right. all day long.
Over the loudspeakers.
How did he not go after JaVale McGee?
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Harry.
Maybe JaVale was with a thotty somewhere.
No, the problem is he wasn't.
With a thotty.
He wasn't.
Because we have learned exclusively on the show, Harry, because we dig deep. Everybody can give you the final score.
Right.
Everybody can say, well, LeBron and, don't worry. Not on this show. This is next level thinking. Wait, isn't that what Akon calls the show?
The second level.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell it's called. Bottom line is this. It's over for the Lakers. Not just for this year, but I believe forever, Harry. I believe the Los Angeles Clippers are now... Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering.
While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action. Team in Los Angeles. I'm gonna switch my allegiance to the Los Angeles Clippers, Harry. What it do, Kawhi? What it do?
Paul George.
Yeah.
Lou Williams.
Doc Rivers, the
Magic
coach.
City like great.
Him. Yeah.
Doc Rivers and I tight. He used to call all the time and do Larry Brown impersonations on me. Love Doc Rivers. Yeah.
Yeah, Lou Williams, the best sixth man in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got his own wings.
I'm gonna go to a local sporting goods store, see if I can buy some Clipper gear. I'm going to get Clipper Darryl on the phone out there in Los Angeles, see if he'll hook me up. Clipper Darryl, he's with the Clippers through and through, Harry. He's not one of those Johnny-come-lately fans. We got baseball, we got hockey, we got basketball. We'll even talk golf today, Harry. Linda Cohn, the commissioner of the NHL later on. So stick around, we're just getting started. It is a What Up Wednesday.
What up?
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white pros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good. Play good. Casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
I feel like the old guy who bought a VCR back in the day when it was flashing 12.
And you couldn't change the time.
And yeah, you're trying to get the time changed. Because we have two different systems, two different TVs, and the remotes, there's like 16 remotes in there. Remember back in the day you had 16 remotes? And
sure,
you
I still
out.
Do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I still do.
And then you bought one of those gigantic ones.
The universal remotes.
Yeah, in the dollar store.
Right.
And it had the big keys in it and everything else. And then you got rid of your VCR, then you got rid of your DVD player, and now everything's digital and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, the problem is that even though these are two different brands of TV,
yes,
one of the remotes works both of them.
Ah.
And you know what that is, don't you, huh?
It's an outrage.
It's
exactly.
So annoying.
Well, I have offered my services to this guy so many times to find what he wants on TV, and he insists on doing it himself.
No, I just want to go to the next. I want to get away from hockey because they're resurfacing the ice. The next game doesn't start for another 40 minutes
or so. Whenever you get that, you see this exit? Just hit exit.
I did hit
when
exit.
When in doubt, hit exit.
I did.
Tony, we all implore you. Let Harry do it.
I gave him the damn remote.
Now, what are you trying to find?
Well, the NBA is on NBA TV, and we don't subscribe to that.
Right,
How the hell can NBA playoff games be on NBA TV?
Wow.
I hate to do it to the NBA.
It's only the Nets game.
I mean,
still,
how
it's a playoff game.
It's a playoff game.
Doesn't make sense.
Jesus.
Toronto.
So do you want to watch the Phillies for now or what?
I want to watch anything that's live.
All right.
Except Hulu has live sports. We don't have Hulu. I'm going to have to download that app. And Quibi and all these other
that's
damn apps.
That's just what you need. Yeah. It's more apps.
I need more apps.
The Nets Raptors games is a good one too. 68-65.
It's a shame we can't watch
it. Third, I know, right?
It's an outrage. Dude, meanwhile, the Boston Red Sox are trying to end a 9-game losing streak, Harry, and they were losing 2-0. But Jake Arrieta nibbling away and allowing the wretched Red Sox to get back into the game and take a lead. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning at Fens, 3-2 Red Sox. Jake Arrieta still in there.
Now, are they playing a doubleheader today?
No, this is only a two-game series.
Okay.
This is getaway day, Harry. The Phillies got to Boston yesterday, beat them last night like a drum, and now our getaway day because they're on a 10-game list. We had a lot of baseball news, too, Harry. But we'll keep you up to date on that NBA game. Hockey game, one is already over, and we've had two teams now advance, one in the West, one in the East, in the National Hockey League. Of course, Vegas last night advanced. How about Ovi? Playing like a man possessed. Alex Ovechkin saying, hey, come on, boys. We're damn good.
And the Islanders had a 2-0 lead in that game.
I know. And give them credit, man. Give the Capitals credit. They avoided the sweep. The Islanders have to play another game. The Dallas Stars, they were trailing in that series.
Yeah.
Now they're one game away from moving on.
That was a very exciting game. I watched that as soon as I got home yesterday.
Yeah, that series has been exciting. I mean, the Dallas Stars flipped the switch, man. They got out of the gates terrible. And then
they fired their coach.
They fired their coach?
Yeah. The guy they have now is technically the interim guy.
I know that. But I'm talking about during the playoffs.
Right.
They're out there. They look like they were going to get blown out of this first-round series. But give them – and Joe Pavelski, I've been talking about it for a week.
Yeah.
The former great of your San Jose Sharks has been spectacular. And, of course, that one now will go to a game number 6. So that's the first series that may go to 6 games, Harry, because the other ones are all 3-1, depending on what happens today with the Boston Bruins in Carolina. That could end with a Bruin win.
Yeah.
The Colorado Avalanche are incredible. Have the Yotes again later on today.
Now, are you taking the Yotes again today, Couch Guy?
No, I mailed it in on my Yotes.
You're
I
done.
Think they're just about cooked. I mean, again, like the goalie was standing on his head, but he can only do so much. They got to score at some point.
Yeah,
so.
The floodgates open. But let's be honest, Colorado's really
they're good.
Offensively,
they're
a machine to begin with.
Yeah, they're
exactly.
good.
So when you have your goalie doing everything – but stand on his head.
Yep.
Because there's a controversy. But Harry says it's not he was standing on his
head.
No,
it's he did everything but stand on his head. That's the way I was always taught.
I always heard that the goalie stands on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Because he literally can't do it.
Right.
So when he stands on his head, that means he's been able to go in every conceivable position, including standing on his head to make stops.
It's like people that say, well, I could care less. No, you couldn't care less.
Exactly. Well, that's one of my pet peeves.
Right.
I even like criticized LeBron James on Twitter, surprisingly,
right,
when he said I could care less about something. And I said, LeBron, with all due respect, it's couldn't care less. Because if you could care less, that means you would.
Right.
So you can't say I could care less. And people do it all the time. And you know what that is, Harry? It pisses me off, first of all.
I am pissed off.
And it pisses Harry off, too.
As a child of a linguist professor,
yes.
I understand very much so these little.
Well, how about things. What they did with irregardless?
Oh, yeah.
That was not a word.
I know.
But people always used to say it's regardless.
And
no,
now,
irregardless. Now they've made it a word.
They made it a word.
They caved.
Webster's is constantly caving.
Yes.
Dirty, lousy bums. No wonder why this country's going to hell. And a terrible flip to first base, and now a run is going to score. And that ball gets away from the catcher, and the Red Sox have now made it a 4-2 ball game, Harry, as the Phillies have come unglued against the wretched Red Sox in Boston.
There's two things that I've gleaned from the start of baseball in the 60-game season. The pitching stinks.
Yes,
okay,
that's
across
true.
The board, really, except for a handful of guys.
Yep.
And the defense, the tightening up of defense is – teams are playing lousy defense.
Yeah, Reese Hoskins at first was – no, that wasn't Reese, was it?
I'm not sure. No, that was Arrieta making that throw.
No, Arrieta to the plate.
Yeah,
I'm saying it was a ground ball to the first baseman, and Arrieta went over to cover at first, and the ball was thrown high, and it got behind him, and then Arrieta had to go track it down and then throw home, and the run scores. So now that's it for Jake Arrieta.
Now we go to the bullpen, which is even better.
Yeah. Just call the game. End the game now.
Just opt out, right?
Yeah,
speaking
opt
of
out.
Opting out, did you see the baseball story with the crazy story with Nick Markakis? He's out again.
He's out again?
Nick Markakis has opted out again. So he is the first player in all of sports to opt out before the season started. Then he got talked into it, felt better, opted in, and now just when they thought they had him back in Atlanta, but it wasn't even he who opted out. It was the team, the Atlanta Braves, have announced that even though Markakis has tested negative for coronavirus, they have decided to shut him down because of he may have been potentially exposed.
What?
If you test negative, how are you potentially – everybody's potentially exposed.
He joined the team like 2 weeks ago. They would have known by
again,
now
I'm not
people.
Knocking Nick Markakis.
No.
No.
But the fact is the team said they're shutting him down. They put him on the injured list. Out of abundance of caution.
What?
So he had no say in this. The team said, you're done for the year? Or did he opt out once they put him
on
the list?
No, he did not technically opt out. The team said, even though he tested negative, that's why when I read that, we need to get our Southern Bureau chief on to explain this.
I mean, how do they know he was exposed to somebody?
What, does the same Thotty that went to the Phoenix Suns in the bubble make a trip to Atlanta?
But, I mean, did he say, I was in the same room with somebody who has coronavirus? Like, how do they know that?
I don't know. Who tested positive for the Braves?
Who's on first? It's just a crazy story because I wanted to make sure I read it 14 times today to make sure I read it the way it was written.
Potential exposure, they're saying.
Potential exposure. What the hell is potential exposure? Seriously, I'm just asking questions here. I'm not knocking anybody. I just want to know answers to simple questions. If a guy tests positive, who opted out initially, then decided to come back in and join his teammates, who were in first place with Miami in the National League East and the best team on paper and obviously the defending, three-time champions of the National League East, and he decides to come back and play with his teammates, then what happens? Then all of a sudden, he says, I come back. He's playing. Now, they lost the game last night, but today the team announced that they have put him on. Now, remember, only the team can put him on the injured list.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty weird to me. We've got to try to figure it out.
Yeah, he had two doubles on Monday night, and that pushed his career total to 505, one away from Babe Ruth, who is number 58 on the all-time list on doubles.
Is he opting out because he doesn't want to move ahead of the Babe and steal his thunder here? in this crazy COVID season, 2020 baseball season.
Maybe he opted out because he missed some babes, you know what I mean?
Well, like, no, he's got a family. The reason he opted out, he was concerned about his young family.
And this, then he opted back in because he was sick of the wife and kids. He's like, I got to go
play
some baseball.
Well, no, he had one of his teammates who told him, you know, he was going to, who was it that
Freddie
first?
Freddie Freeman,
Freddie
right?
Freeman said, right. You know, he was thinking of opting out, and then he changed his mind.
Well, Freddie Freeman had the virus,
right?
Though. Yeah.
And then Freddie Freeman talked Markakis into it mm-hmm. because he felt better. He came back, Freddie Freeman did. And so we're all potential exposure. I expose myself regularly.
I'm reading this from the...
But only by request. I don't expose myself without people wanting to know that I'm going to expose myself or people being around me who would be offended by me exposing myself.
I'm reading this from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It says there's no immediate indication as to how long the Braves will miss Markakis. Quote, it's going to be day-to-day right now, manager Brian Snitker said following Tuesday's game. I don't really have an understanding of the timetable. I know he was exposed, and out of caution, he's not here. It'll be a day-to-day thing. So he might be back at some point.
Well, but he did not say, I've got it.
Right.
Because if he says he has it, then he has to automatically go to the IL. But he tested negative. Therefore, he didn't say, I have it. Therefore, I have to shut it down, mm-hmm. which is the procedure, because only the baseball player can announce that he had COVID and he has to be on the injured. But the team, as a precautionary move, said that they're going to put him on the injured list, which doesn't mean he's done for the season. It means he temporarily can't play. And so if he was exposed to it and he didn't test positive, that's the part I don't understand.
They brought up outfielder Christian Pash, who's apparently their top-ranked prospect, a five-tool guy, Tone.
Loved five-tool players.
Yeah.
Wasn't that guy Brown? Dom Brown?
Oh, Dom Brown.
He was a five-tool
allegedly.
Player. Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly five-tool
yes.
player. I know a bunch of tools,
yeah.
But they're all in local sports radio. Not all of them, just some of them, Harry. Meanwhile, how about while the Arizona Coyotes, Harry, may be struggling,
mm-hmm.
don't sleep on the Arizona Diamondbacks, Harry. You got the Marte Partey going on out there in the desert, Harry. You see what they did last night? All of a sudden, the Arizona Diamondbacks, out of nowhere, Harry, playing some good ball. They've won six in a row now, and they're only 4.5 games out in that National League West, where the Dodgers have won 7 in a row, Arizona's won 6 in a row, San Diego, 5 in a row.
Right.
And so
San Diego's 2 in a row.
No, 5, but they're 5 games out.
Right.
Behind the Dodgers and the Rockies. So all of a sudden, Arizona's playing better. Obviously, the Padres are playing better, but the Dodgers are playing so great. I mean, it's unbelievable. The only team that really stinks on ice is your San Francisco Giants, although they laid a beatdown last night.
And you know who's really turned it around and playing better?
Who's that?
The Houston Astros. Oh, they've now won 6 in a row.
Exactly right. Well, I mentioned the Rays. The Rays are 9-1.
They beat the Yankees.
And, you know, we had this conversation the other day. We had this conversation the other day with Couch Guy when we were looking at the standings. And it does have the Yankees with 2 losses at home, because the one loss is actually they were undefeated at Yankee Stadium, because the one game that they lost to the Phillies, they were considered the home team,
correct.
Even though it was played here. So when you looked at the standings prior to yesterday, it showed the Yankees as 9-1 or 10-1 at home, 9-1 at home, whatever that was. But now they lost actually for the first time at home at Yankee Stadium last night. So they're actually 10-2 when you look at the overall home record, but that was technically their first loss.
Watch out for those Rays, Couch Guy.
No, the Rays are good, man. The Rays are good.
And the problem is now it's like, no, they didn't have Judge or Stanton and stuff like that, but those guys have proven to be so injury-prone, you don't know if they're going to be around the postseason.
Right.
So it's like,
are you writing off, like I wrote off the Lakers? Are you writing off the Yankees?
I'm not writing anybody off.
LeMahieu's out right
yeah,
now,
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
And he gets that offense going from the leadoff spot. No, I'm not writing him out, but I will say Brian Cashman will certainly be looking for a starting pitcher, because that's definitely the Yankees' weak spot right now.
You watch, Couch Guy's going to be an A's fan by the end of his 60-game season.
Coming in with a Ramon Morano jersey.
Yeah, but love the Rays, man. 9 of the last 10 they've won. Game and a half behind the Yankees. Meanwhile, the other hot teams. How about that American League Central?
Yeah,
you got
the Twins.
The Twins playing great, 3 in a row. Cleveland's won 4 in a row. You have the White Sox have won 3 in a row. So those top 3 teams now in the American League Central playing better baseball.
Yeah, they're starting to separate from the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, the Tigers are awful.
And how about
the poor Pittsburgh Pirates, Harry? They had a lead last night at home. Did you see what happened in that game? It's a great story. So, Derek Holland, the pitcher, he used to pitch for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
He's now pitching for the Pirates. You know who he's buddies with, right, Harry?
I don't know.
He's buddies with the great actor one of our favorite guys who's out there. The guy was in my 51st dates, bench warmers. Rob Schneider.
Oh, okay.
So Rob Schneider, the actor,
yeah,
comic actor, and Derek Holland are buddies from the Texas Rangers days. And so what happened? They made a little thing. Hey, would you put some card? Can I use some cardboard cutouts of you, Holland says, and put them at PNC Park all over the ballpark?
Right.
So he did. He got cardboard cutouts of Rob Schneider from my 51st dates, the bench warmers, and the hot chick movies, and he put them all over the field.
We got our Southern Bureau chief on the line right
Unfortunately,
now.
Unfortunately, we're going to go to John Kincaid, but the one thing he didn't get, the one character he should have had, because you saw it happen in extra innings, right? Johan Santana hit a home run and beat the Pittsburgh Pirates in their own building.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, Carlos Santana, not you. Carlos Santana hits a home run and they win. And unfortunately, Rob Schneider then said,
oh, no, we suck again.
Exactly right. All of that to just say the Pirates still suck. And by the way, well wishes to Terry Francona, out for this series going on for the Cleveland Indians. He's having gastrointestinal procedure done today, and they expect him back by the weekend. Now, let's get the latest on the Atlanta Braves, and let's go to our Southeast Bureau Chief. He's basically...
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, it's Southern.
Southern Bureau Chief.
The entire...
Don't just give me the Southeast. Don't go higher in a Southwest Bureau Chief.
Well...
We're not renegotiating this deal, Bruno.
Wait, you
this
can't be the entire South. So you're going to go all the way from the coast to coast and go all the way from Atlanta over to Louisiana,
guess
or
what?
Alabama, all the way out to California. That's the entire South?
No, the South, look, as soon as you hit that Mason-Dixon line, it's reporting to me. McAlpin reports to me now if he checks in. They all report to me. We're going to have weekly meetings on the calls. See if the people from the Southern Bureau were actually contributing great things to the show.
Barrett Salih reports to you, too, right?
Barrett Salih does. He absolutely does.
By the way, just in case you haven't been around lately, the South starts in Wilmington, Delaware now.
Remember,
it used to be down. You had to go down into Maryland or Virginia. You go into Delaware now, man. You're in the South.
Is that right?
Oh,
my mom at 91, I think she still goes and bootlegs her alcohol because it's tax-free and stuff.
Exactly.
She'll
right.
go into Delaware or Maryland. I think
good.
She goes all the way to Maryland.
That's John, good work
on the
out
road
of
trip.
John, this is Miss Robin. I'm slating you now. I want to make sure that I have it correct. So the correct title for you now is the Southern Bureau Chief.
Okay, exactly.
That is correct.
Okay.
Robin's getting business cards made today. We got a free account. And what's the site you use when you got everybody business cards a couple of years ago?
Vistaprint.
Robin, at your next review, that will be brought up about how efficient you were.
Thank
you. Proactive you were. It'll be awesome.
Do you like the embossed on your business card as a Southern Bureau Chief?
No, I don't like them shiny.
No shiny.
No, I like it flat.
Yeah, but you need the raised lettering.
Yeah, you need the raised lettering.
No, I can raise many a letter, let me tell you that.
Does your mom go to Weaver's Discount Liquors down in Elkton, Maryland?
My mom goes right over the border into Maryland, and there's some sort of a where they go to buy load up on liquor to bring back to Drexel Hill. King of the bootleggers. There's a supermarket there. So my mom would go and buy some produce or something to make the transaction legal.
I'll have a couple cucumbers and then give me that case of wine.
16 half gallons of vodka and a thing of bananas.
The trunk's literally like, you know, you can see like the Beefeater bottle sticking out of the back.
Now, wait a minute. Why would you go to Maryland's more expensive? The taxes are higher down there and the liquor prices aren't cheaper. I go to Middletown, Delaware. That's where I get everything. Middletown before you get on 95 and come north and come back into Pennsylvania.
When I lived in Exton, I used to drive the 9 miles into Delaware to buy everything.
Exactly.
I was literally, it was like a shuttle bus. I remember buying the TV, a couch, whatever it was. I bought everything 9 miles down the road. I wasn't going to pay the People's Republic of Pennsylvania, keeping me away from seeing my mom.
That's what people do to go buy soda. They'll drive all the way to Delaware to buy soda just to stick it to the mayor of this city.
That's because Mayor Kenny doesn't allow soda, right?
Exactly
right. He doesn't look like he's ever had a soda in his life, right? Oh, my God.
No, there's a soda tax. And it's not just a soda tax. It's anything that has a speck of sugar in it. Like energy drinks are taxed now.
How many empty calories is that man, let alone how much does he intake in a day? He is the definition of empty calories and empty leadership.
All right, let's get it out. Let's get it back to the what's going on down there with Nick Markakis. What the hell is going on down there with Nick Markakis?
Okay, Nick has potentially been exposed to coronavirus away, not in any activity with his team. So
who hasn't, though? Who hasn't?
They didn't, but exactly. And believe me, I'm in Georgia. I mean, seriously, I go and get the mail, and I pretty much am dodging, you know, coronavirus, those little red things with the spikes.
The little molecules.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, they're everywhere. And you can see them down here. It's so scary. You can see them everywhere. And so Nick, out of an abundance of caution, is being kept away from his teammates until he gets, I heard today, until he gets four consecutive negative tests.
How many?
Four. So he is going to, he's just being kept away. But it allows the Braves to also bring up Christian Pache.
Oh, it's Pache.
Who is their top prospect.
Five-tool player. Harry has him now as a five-tool.
Yeah, but I mispronounced his name.
Yes.
Well, the problem is the five tools is batting is not a, has not been a strength lately. Hopefully it will be. But let's see what he can do. This kid is supposed to be as talented in the outfield, as talented an outfielder they've had since Andrew Jones.
Wow.
Or as John Miller called him, Andrew Jones.
Well, spelled that way. What about Lonnie Smith? Wasn't he a five-tool player, skates back in the day?
Remember, they still blame him for losing the 91 World Series.
I know.
For getting deked. I mean, seriously. Skates is not exactly, I mean, you got to be careful with that, Tony.
Exactly.
In the Southern Bureau, we don't joke about Lonnie Smith. We don't tell those kind of jokes down in the Southern Bureau.
So is it Pache? Is that how you say it?
Pache.
Isn't there an ESPN play-by-play guy named
Bill Pash?
Dave Pash.
Not Pache.
He doesn't go with a Pache. He doesn't have the cachet
to be a Pache.
At that point.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tony, you know what we're doing is, we're funny thing is, in the Southern Bureau, down at the Fan, we're giving away, how about this, one of those rooms at the Omni Hotel that lets you see into the stadium to watch the game. We're having a giveaway where a couple can win a two-night staycation Labor Day weekend. I put the tweet out today so people can be listening to when they got to call in. It's like your old days at WSNI.
Yes.
You know, call
caller number 8 right now.
Exactly.
You could be pressing the flesh against the windows like they used to do at Sky Dome when people would look up into the outfield and see people doing the nasty
now,
on an afternoon business person special.
Well, down here in the South, that could get you 15 to 20. So you got to be very careful. Well, just for some acts. There's a list. Now, Nick Markakis, though, it's very disappointing. Last night when the word came, you know, they're bringing up Pache and Nick Markakis was going to be out for a while. My wife was very disappointed because, let's just say, she would walk out today if Nick Markakis winked at her.
Is that right?
Really?
Has Miss Robin checked out Nick Markakis?
What about Mike Moustakas is a good-looking Greek guy, too.
I'm checking it out right now.
Nick Markakis, yes. My wife was like, you know, she didn't pay much attention to the Braves, or the Phillies for that matter, because, you know, it's a thing. But she was like, she's like, wow, who is that? And I'm like, that's Nick Markakis. Oh, he's Greek. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Look at those cheekbones.
And Robin, if I looked like Nick Markakis, I'd walk around naked. I would not.
I don't look like Mitch Markakis or Mike.
No, you do not look like Nick Markakis.
Or Mitch Moustakas or Petros Papadakis, and I walk around naked whenever
I
want.
Dr. Johnny Fever a little bit back in the day. You had a little of a taller Howard Hessman going.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have heard once again another unsolved mystery solved by our Southern Bureau chief. Where they say,
have you watched that, Tony, the reboot, by the way?
Of what?
Of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen that. It's got a different name, though, right? It's got a different name.
No.
Is it called Unsolved Mystery?
Yes, it's called Unsolved Mysteries. And one of them, the second episode, is this woman who disappeared in Georgia. She disappeared like 5 miles from where I lived at the time, right here in Atlanta, and it's really spooky. And they have one about aliens. So I'm sure in probably some of your partying days, you maybe had the same experience these people did when you see them talk about the aliens. It was very crazy.
It's always the aliens.
You gotta check it out.
Well, definitely. I have to check. I didn't even know that was on.
He will. He will. That's his genre. That's his stuff.
And the last episode is how Brett Brown still has a damn job. And then Matt Klentak will be next week.
Oh, wow, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, boys.
Thank you, John. The great John Kincaid down there. Caller number five right now down to the fan in Atlanta. You can get yourself hooked up. They'll even bring in wings from Magic City to cater it.
WSNI, was that Sunny?
Sunny 104.5.
104.5.
Yeah. Now it's an alt station where a bunch of dudes with piercings and 72,000 tattoos hang out waiting for another free concert somewhere in the city. You know what I mean? Joe C's been waiting for those for a couple years now. It's an outrage, man. We're coming right back, Harry. 215-462-TONY is the number. 215-462-8669. And the Strapper line, Harry, 856-818-4045. 856-818-4045. That's the recorded line. You call, you leave a massage, and then Bill Clinton gets back to you later on.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
You know what's going on right now, kids? Playoffs. Did I say playoffs?
Playoffs?
Yes, we are talking about playoffs. Hockey, basketball, respective playoffs. DraftKings, the place you need to be to get in all the action. Millions of dollars in prizes throughout the week. No better place to get action. Start playing for free right now with your first deposit today. If you haven't tried it yet, you know Daily Fantasy Sports. Easy to play. Couch Guy plays them 24-7. Draft your players, stay under the cap, pile up points. Boom. No better way to put your sports knowledge to the test than to compete for the millions and millions of dollars throughout the week. Daily Fantasy isn't for you? Then DraftKings Best Ball Football Contest is coming up soon, too. You can get anything going on at DraftKings.com. So download the app and check it out. Download the DraftKings app. Use promo code Bruno to play for free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code Bruno to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes only week long, only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed. We just had John Kincaid on.
Yeah.
Now, we have him on maybe once every couple weeks, but when it was an emergency, we got to go live. Remember CNN used to be the bureau down in the CNN in Atlanta? That's where their headquarters
is. Right.
Nobody goes to CNN in Atlanta anymore anyway. We go to John Kincaid, who has usurped CNN as our most trusted source for news in the Atlanta, Georgia, Dirty South area. But we haven't heard from this man, and we've been wondering. We put an APB out for him. And ladies and gentlemen, he is back, and hopefully better than ever, the great Rick in Iowa. Rick, where have you been, man?
What up? I tell you, I've been social distancing, I guess. By the way, Mr. Bruno and family, TV, I owe you guys our apology because actually Iowa is a four-letter word, so I should say from Sioux City.
You were a four-letter word from Seuss. Now, are you in the part of the state that can open and play college football, or are you in the part of the state that can't play football because it's coronavirus infested? Which part?
Yes, we're playing not only college football, but high school football, too.
Exactly right, man. You're in the right part of the state.
Yeah,
man.
I think Ames, Iowa, they can play college football, but Iowa City, they can't.
You're damn right, man.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that, though. You know the reason for that?
Well, I know they had the derechos last week there in some parts of Iowa.
Right.
It destroyed the corn crop. That has nothing to do with the plague.
Right.
That has to do with the economy and the corn crop being destroyed by those terrible storms. That's not why they're not playing football. This is all about the coronavirus, this particular incident, this case.
Well, the reason they're not playing football there is because Iowa City blows. But anyway.
Oh, Iowa City. Keep shouting. That's Iowa on Iowa crime.
Wow.
That's interstate crime.
Wow.
Well, you know, we actually live closer to Lincoln than we do to Iowa City. So, you know, what can I say?
That's right. He's closer to Lincoln than
Nebraska. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Where they want to play. Yes. Now, I saw something this morning that a bunch of the Big Ten schools are saying, screw it. They may just play a 10 in-conference only 10-game season without the express written consent
of the conference.
The Big Ten commissioner.
How about that?
Yes. I have breaking news on that, too. That is true, by the way.
Is breaking news?
Because my Cornhuskers are going to play the NAIA National Champions Morningside College here, Briarcliff College, or University, excuse me. I don't know how the hell it's a university, but anyway. And Hewitt, Northwest, and South Sioux High School. That's their going to be biggest.
So Nebraska's already lined up a bunch of pancakes and patsies and... And what do we call them, Harry, when those teams just show up to take a paycheck?
It's like cupcakes, right?
The cupcakes, yes.
Yeah. But it's still tougher than the Iowa Hawkeye schedule.
Oh, come on. Wow. Hey, that's my boy out there, man. That's my boy.
Hey, by the way, Haley, we'd like to see you with hats, my man. You know?
What's that?
We'd like to see you with hats.
Hot?
You know? Yeah.
His hat? Harry's hat, yeah. Oh. Harry's been going hatless the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Not Harry the Hat. You know who Harry the Hat was, right?
Who was that?
That was the former hockey coach. Harry the Hat, can't think of his last name now. Got to look it up, Harry.
I'll look it up.
Oh, and Couch Guy, you're a cool dude and everything, but I feel sorry for you because you're a Yankee fan.
I agree. We got to get one of those.
That's all right, Rick.
And hopefully, Flyers can do better than Brett Brown and the Phillies bullpen, you know?
No, I mean, the Flyers can finish it up tonight. The Flyers and Habs in game number five. And that could be an elimination game. Flyers can crank it up and get this baby over with.
Yes. And the Eagles still having a hurry on defense already with Derek Barnett and James the guy that got from Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Harry the Hat Walker, that's the guy, and he was a baseball manager in the day.
Because Harry the Hat was a recurring character on Cheers, apparently, too, that I forgot about.
I was drunk. I missed the whole. Yes. No, I love Cheers. That's back when I was watching. Hey, Rick, good stuff, man, as always.
Yeah, good to hear
that laugh again, man. By the way, the couch guy, you notice he's got a haircut. You know who he reminds me of today a little bit? He's got that Rick Astley look.
Yeah.
You know, tight on the sides. He's got that little pompadour thing going up on the top, not slicked back.
Yeah.
Just natural. Am I right here, Robin? Can we look at the couch guy, Conlon Farrell?
And there is a little bit of a red tinge to it as well. So yeah. Actually.
He's got a little Rick Astley going, right?
I mean, if his hair was blonde, like real blonde, he'd look exactly like Jeff from D.C.
Really? I've never seen Jeff from D.C.
We don't know what Jeff from D.C. looks like.
Well, yeah, he's the strapper line guy.
Yeah. I know him. Yeah, we know his voice, but I've never met him.
Is he going to be the big caller of the day? Didn't you say he was?
He was supposed to leave a message. I don't know.
What has happened to him?
I don't know.
There's someone named Jeff on there.
There is?
There's no number attached to it, and it's an odd message.
It's got to be him, man. It's got to be him.
I mean, they were giving me hate for this haircut originally.
I like it, man. It's nice and tight on the sides. And party on the top and whatever the hell they say about these haircuts anymore, which I don't know because you get haircuts. I get my own trim done. I trim myself, baby. Or I call a couple of IG models from the bubble who left the Phoenix Suns. And we'll get into that in the next hour too, Harry. That's the kind of stories people want to hear about. They want to hear about what's going on and which bubbles have burst in the bubble, Harry.
And we got the tour junkies coming up.
The tour, you want to get ready for the FedEx Cup
playoff,
baby. We got playoff action in golf, too, Harry. Are you excited for the up there TPC Boston, Harry?
Absolutely.
I hope it doesn't rain. We're coming back for that, so stick around. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robin, the whole crew. It is What Up Wednesday, yo.
What up?
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.